We are live.
My name is Charles Ackerlo, and this is a meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Interstate Technology Park Public Infrastructure District. The date is June 25th, 2026, at 2 p.m. We are meeting at the physical location is an on-site construction structure at 5864 Higley Lane in Grantsville, Utah. And the various members of the board are either in person or by electronic contact. We welcome the board members to the meeting, and we'll call upon the clerk, Trustee Matt Smock, to call the roll and declare a quorum.
You have myself here, Matt Smock, present.
Mark Warren, present.
And Charles Ackerlo present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the minutes from our prior meeting of June 9th.
Yeah, that was a typo. Again,
no,
it's correct on the minutes, just not the agenda.
That's right.
And we refer you to those board minutes now. Take a moment to review each of them and see if there's anything, any changes that we need to make. It's like the policy resolutions was adopted as well as the board appointments. And then we entered into contracts with the legal counsel of Mr. Jay Springer as our district legal counsel, and we also contracted with DS Accounting Services as our district accounting, and with Ensign Engineering for district engineering services. There was also a resolution on the 2027 budget, which was, of course, a preliminary resolution. Are there any questions about the or comments about the minutes? If not, is there a motion to adopt the minutes?
A motion to adopt the minutes of the Interstate Technology Pit board meeting of June 9th, 2026.
It has been moved by Mr. Smock to adopt the minutes.
I will second that motion.
Okay, it's been seconded by Trustee Horn. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. We go now to number three on the agenda, which is a public hearing to discuss and adopt the fiscal year 2027 budget for the Interstate Technology Park Public Infrastructure District. Let me turn the time over first to our attorney just to explain the methodology of the public hearing, and then to Mr. Horn, who will present the tentative budget.
So going into the public hearing, we'll have, once we have the presentation, Chair Ackerlo will announce the opening of the public hearing. We'll confirm with our physical location. For my part, we've received no phone calls or emails, written comments, anything concerning this public hearing ahead of time. To the extent that there is, if there is, we'll have a 3-minute timer for speakers. And this is the first budget for this district. It is a $0 budget, and it's structured a little differently. The resolution just adopts it as a $0 revenue and those, but we do have a chart that so shows the same. I don't know if Mark has any additional comments.
No, I'll just comment that yeah, it's a new district. At this point in time, we don't have any bonds approved, so it's a $0 budget. If during the fiscal year we get a bond approved, we'll come back as a board and amend the budget.
Okay, I will now open the hearing to the public to make any comments that they may have on the processes here we're going through with this brand new public infrastructure district and our proposed zero budget as of this date. Are there any other comments? There appearing to be none, I'll close the public comment section. And
we want to confirm that there's no one out there at the site.
Shane, can you confirm?
Yes, I can confirm nobody is here on site and there's no comments.
All right. Then the chair will close the public comment section of this and move to the resolution to adopt the budget, which is before you. It is the similar resolution which we have adopted before for other budgets and other districts on which we serve or for which we serve. Take a moment to review that, and as soon as you have done that, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the Interstate Technology Park Public Infrastructure District Resolution Number 3, which is a resolution adopting a final budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027.
Yeah, Chairman, I'll propose we adopt a resolution to adopt the final budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027, as written in the packet.
I will second that motion.
It has been moved by Trustee Horn that we adopt the resolution number 3, approving the fiscal year budget for Interstate Technology Public Infrastructure District for the year ending June 30th, 2027. That has been seconded by Trustee Smock. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, is there, we will call for a vote. All in favor of the motion to adopt the final budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? In opinion of the chair, the vote is unanimous and the budget resolution passes. Appears to be no board member reports at this time, and there is no need for a potential closed session to discuss any items such as professional competence or physical and mental health or whatever. Therefore, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
It has been moved and seconded. All in favor? Say aye. Meetings are done.